is Armstrong and Getty.
The birthplace of talk radio.
I hear all these idiots and fools and jackasses on radio.
What an introduction that was. Holy God.
My gosh.
Nobody does it better.
Kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre world.
I apologize for that.
All right, go, go.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done.
This is Ed McMahon.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
The eclipse of last year by the time the White Flash makes it into the studio.
Hi, this is Ed McMahon wishing you and your family the happiest of holidays and a happy new year.
Nothing more pleasant than Christmas greetings from beyond the grave. The great Ed McMahon.
I'm sorry. I was in the bathroom trying to get the lights to work on my sweater, but I got them. Are they on?
Yeah. Oh.
They're on.
Oh, my goodness. He's blinking.
Oh, my gosh.
He's blinking.
I couldn't figure out how to get him lighted.
Is that a cow?
It's a lighted Christmas sweater, which is popular, of course.
Featuring, for some reason, a head of cattle.
You know, where you buy the best Christmas sweaters? Walmart.
Yes.
Walmart has the best Christmas sweater.
Wow. That's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I thought it'd be easier to get the lights going. Anyway. live from the last time this year, Studio C.
Go to hell, 2020.
Yeah, no kidding.
Si, senor.
It is the Clips of the Year show, which I look forward to every ding-dang year. It's just absolutely fantastic. Every little clip, its own conversation starting, which is so exciting. So,
and it's a testament to a number of different things. Number one, the pace of information that comes our way these days. Because you will hear things, clips, they will remind you of stories that dominated the news, talk radio, maybe even your own thinking. And they will have completely left your memory, leaving no mark whatsoever. So that's thing number one I always take from this day. The second thing is life is absurd, and you really have to keep a sense of humor. And that's if there's one, I don't know, we don't have a purpose statement. We probably should, but if we had one, it would probably be don't lose your sense of humor.
We don't have a purpose statement?
I don't
credo,
think we do. If we do, we lost it.
A motto?
I forgot what it is.
We should get one. Anyway, we should get on with the show so we can get Eclipse of the Year and all the hijinks therein.
And you have a Santa hat on, too. We didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
You know what? I should have brought a Santa hat. I feel kind of bad. I take myself too seriously sometimes.
My son is Santa hat guy, and he wears a Santa hat to school every single day.
Good man.
They call him Samta.
Samta.
Yeah. Let's introduce everyone to squad so we can get going with this ding-dang show, last show of the year. You know, some predictions for next year, some looking back, some looking forward. There's our board operator, Michelangelo, pressing buttons, flipping toggles, pulling levers. How are you this morning, Michael?
This show's fun for me, but it's always challenging because I'm constantly coming in there and giving you guys the breathalyzer test because, as you know, you have to stay below a certain limit.
Exactly.
In order to keep broadcasting.
We always drink on the last show of the year. Fire up the eggnog, the daiquiris.
And every year I make Sean blow into the tube for me, and I just get out of hand.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Who did I fight last year? I don't even remember.
You don't even remember who you fought.
The person's not here anymore.
They're probably better gone.
Hilarious.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to this show, and it's just fun today.
Yeah.
Love it.
There is Positive Sean, whose smile lights up the room, and he's going to help me get my kids' Nintendo Switches coordinated. I brought them
yes.
in today. How are you this morning, Sean?
Doing quite well. Now, I know both of you have often made claims that the world was better pre-internet.
Yeah, that's my belief.
We're both staunchly in favor of unplugging it as soon as possible.
I would like to present this as exhibit, I lost count, but of why that stance is ridiculous.
A couple years back, someone on Reddit asked a question. Assuming kinetic energy is converted into heat, how hard do you have to slap a chicken to cook it? And with a little questionable math, Reddit came up with an answer. You'd have to slap the chicken at approximately 3,825 miles per hour, or just less than Mach 5. That's a little bit impractical, and so through the transformative power of the internet, the question slowly morphed into how many human-powered slaps would it take to cook a chicken, where the most commonly cited answer is about 23,000.
So that is the beginning of a 15-minute video where this gentleman then...
Oh boy, I'm close to a convert.
He constructs... the machine takes many different forms. It is a difficult process to try to answer this very practical question. But he creates various machines and contraptions, starting with battery-powered, going up to gas-powered, things that automatically slap a chicken in an attempt to get it to a cookable, to cook. Edible temperature. Right. And the full video
internal is... Internal temperature of 145, I believe.
Yeah, full video is on armstrongandgetty.com. You can check it out if you so desire.
And it's how long?
15 minutes. It goes through all the various stages of the experiment and its successes and its failures.
Speaking for myself, I've never needed a machine to slap the chicken, but you do what you want.
We had a lot of chickens at our house right now, so maybe I'll try that out.
Start slapping them.
One of them if it looks at me wrong.
Michael, any clip you'd like to run right now? Do we have
boy.
The tip here or what?
I'm looking for it. I'm desperately looking for it for 2 minutes
it's
now.
It's the Christmas season and I'm yelling at people. I'm so sorry.
It's the eggnog.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this Friday, December 18th, the year 2020, where Armstrong and Getty and we approve of this program.
Actually, a point of interest, I am incapable of anger or bad feelings when I am inebriated. I'm the world's most pleasant drunk. I don't know why. I've known guys who go dark.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, I think I am incapable of any negative feeling. Which, I don't know, is a blessing, I guess. Anyway, or a curse,
it's appealing.
Yeah. All right, let's begin then. Officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, which I'm going to spend our entire time off studying those rules. So let's begin at Mark.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Is that from Charlie Brown?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we got to watch it. I don't think we watched a Christmas one yet, and it's available on... I noticed Apple TV has all those. I signed up for Apple TV recently to get all the Charlie Brown stuff.
That was one of their IP grabs, and they...
okay.
Yeah. So they snagged that.
They knew that would be a good grab.
Charlie Brown Christmas is an IP grab.
And, and it got me...
Back to wanting to unplug the internet.
And it got me signed up for the, whatever it is, like $2 a month, mm-hmm. which I will forget that it's a one-year trial run.
Yes.
And they'll have me for the next 25 years.
That's right. We will.
Oh, Mickey Mouse in the studio. Unexpected
so
guest.
We got to get to clips of the year. We got to get this rolling. It was a long year. A lot happened, for crying out loud.
Boy.
You got any remembrances of the past year or predictions for the next one? You know, there's no logical reason that the calendar turning to 2021 makes that a better year.
What do you mean? It's a new year.
That crap doesn't continue to happen at the same rate.
You know, it's funny. I was just going to say, instead of Koi clips of the year, I'm tempted to call it Koki clips of the crappy year. Every time. But wow. Come on, there was joy. There was fun.
So we'll kick that off when we come back. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
To the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Bells on bobtail ring.
Clips of the Year show, end of the year lists, predictions, fond remembrances, all today.
And we will, before the end of the show, actually before the end of 2 hours, because we're going to try to cram all these clips in the next 2 hours, we will declare the clip of the year.
Oh, that's right.
A single clip elevated above all of us.
I know my nominee.
Okay, cool. And you've heard them all, so you've got an advantage.
Well, yeah, you're the chairman of that committee, Sean, so fabulous. Is there any reason to wait? Let's dive into it. By golly, we present to you January. It's Koi, Clips of the Year.
Big up the whole island, massive.
So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
He said, son, sometimes you have to be a lion so you can be the lamb you really are.
The world's first working time machine.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's great news for humanity. Not great news for baby Hitler.
Can we just give it one? How about those cheese?
Can nobody tell me nothing? You can't tell me nothing.
Look, I don't tolerate bullshit terribly well.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms.
Trial senators are not allowed to drink anything but water and milk. Yeah, or as Mitt Romney calls that, a full bar.
47-year-old Floyd Hayes of Brooklyn registered a pint of beer as his emotional support animal.
I am not in the entertainment business.
This cancel culture, it's so funny. When they do polls, they find like 80 to 90% of the people in this country hate this shit.
What's the raven? Nevermore.
Oh, hi, I'm Frederick Miller. It's FredrickMiller.
Perfect.
Did you say spell it?
You know what I find interesting about January is if you could go back and tell your January self, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
But everything is about to change. I mean everything. In a way you can't even imagine.
What? Why? What?
And if he'd have told me, and Joe Biden's going to end up not only being the nominee, but the president, I thought, all right, everything's not going to change, and Joe Biden is not going to be president of the United States, so get out of here.
I happened to tune in the White House press conference this morning when Mike Pence and the Surgeon General were getting jabbed, getting the vaccine. And Dr. Fauci was talking about how it was exactly a year ago today, or very nearly, that he got a call from Bob Redfield at the CDC, who said, hey, Tony, I just got a call from one of my sources in China, and they've got something really strange going on, and I'm worried. And I'll be damned.
And then I remember when the first cases started showing up in January, which I'm sure we'll hear about in clips of the year, me thinking
officially in January.
Yeah, officially in January. Yeah. I didn't pay much attention, just like I haven't paid attention to monkeypox or SARS or any of the other things that didn't turn out to be much.
And yet, now we have the vaccine out, millions of doses being administered. Mm. It's a triumph of science, government, and industry. It really is. A little positive note.
So the jab Pence today?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. In fact, we have tape of that if you want. It's really exciting.
I'm sure it is.
Give me clip number two there, Sean.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country.
Pence is the evangelical Mitt Romney. The two of them, can you imagine a conversation between them? Well, good day to you, sir, and to you, sir, verily.
Nice temperature, mild, not too hot, not too cold.
I would agree heartily with your assessment.
My favorite temperature is room temperature.
Yes.
Me too.
Would you like a cup of weak tea? I would.
Not before five, I'm afraid.
Couple of dignified fellows. Not exactly hip.
No, good people.
I think they are both
sure.
Very good people.
Either one of them was your neighbor, you don't even got any worries.
You know, Mitt Romney's capital, company, laid waste to a bunch of companies after extracting all the cash. But, you know, that's the gig they're in.
They could both be my neighbor. I'd have no worries. Nothing bad's going to happen on the block.
Not in the least.
I'm probably not, you know, excited about their parties. If I'm going to parties.
Oh, no, to be polite. Yeah, yeah. What if Adam Schiff lived next door? Or Gerald Nadler? I wouldn't like that a bit. Or Eric Swalwell. Of course, he might call me some night and say, hey, I got a couple of Chinese gals coming over.
Having a bit of an international party.
They asked to...
You lying creep.
They asked if I have any friends in the government, industry, or media, and I thought of you right away. Oh, yeah, I'm on my way.
You know, a couple interesting things from that clips of the year. One, I'd forgotten David Spade had a show and it left, and it's too bad because we got a fair amount of jokes from that thing, and it was funny. Bill Maher was talking about cancel culture and how much we all hated it. That's long before George Floyd happened, and that's when right. The cancel culture kicked into high gear.
Canceled!
Yeah, the George Floyd story has yet to be told completely. Because it, as I am still of the opinion, and I feel pretty strongly about it, that cop will not be convicted of anything serious, at all, because George Floyd died of excited delirium, a drug condition, and the knee on neck thing, they're trained to do that. So, you know, and that's going to cause an explosion of something or other, and people will continue to hold a view they probably hold already, but. That is probably going to be happening this spring, I would guess.
That'll be something to look forward to.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, in a way.
Yeah. I got some things to talk about, to look forward to or not in 2021, but we'll get to that later.
And last year you hit us up suddenly for predictions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have predictions.
Well, I'm a man who formulates predictions carefully over time.
Well, start thinking about it. We got to have some predictions for 2021. What's going to happen?
All right. Yeah. Well, let's rerun our predictions from last year.
Nobody,
about this year.
Nobody would have gotten that right. Like I said, the pandemic nobody saw coming, and Biden winning the nomination and the presidency. No.
The Joe Biden?
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Season greetings and best wishes for a joyous holiday.
Thank you, you giant Austrian putz.
So, as you know, we do ads for Simply Safe. Big fans of Simply Safe, but Simply Safe put out a fantastic Christmas sweater we'll have to tell you about.
Oh, really?
Coming up, yeah. I need to get one.
Hanson's also working busily to post something hilarious at the website. I just saw it. I can't wait to send it to all three of my children. So it is Christmas related. Yes, Mike? It's up, it's ready at armstrongandgetty.com. Is it under hot links or has it got its own little banner? Own thing. All right. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer meets enraged Tom Cruise. So enjoy, my friends.
Well, I see the ICU bed availability in Southern California is now at 0%.
Yeah. Things are nasty. Oh. In various places around the country. It's the worst it's ever been, the pandemic.
Highly populated L.A. County. Couldn't be less populated middle of Kansas, as was featured on the front of USA Today yesterday. Deadliest spot in the world in terms of per capita.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah.
something?
Rough stuff, but we will endure, my friends. I hope. Anyway. But we need to get to this. We're going to try to squeeze in all the clips of the year for everybody as quickly as possible. So if you can't listen to all 4 hours, you'll hear them. Let's continue on with February. It's Coy, Clips of the Year.
Spring will be early. It's a certainty.
Coincidentally, Tater Tot Hot Dish is the name of a guy Joe Biden wrestled at a public pool in 1962.
Those are gaffes that have to do with being old and senile. And how do I know that? I'm a bit that way myself.
Well, what we have this morning so far is chaos.
Chaos is a ladder.
I don't think that there's such a thing as an undecided person. My next door neighbor is pretending to be undecided so that people will woo him.
You can't run a Whole Foods race in what I insist is still a Campbell's Soup Nation.
I'm wearing about half the beers I've been trying to drink, baby.
Let all those feathered-haired douchebags get their Oscars tomorrow night. Their handsome good looks will fade in time.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
We started to mistake discipline and rule of law for being mean.
Mayor Bloomberg, that he was the first time up on the stage, on a debate stage with this group. How would he respond? They tore the skin off him yesterday, last night in Las Vegas.
Please, please keep the birds away from those windmills, please. Tell those beautiful bald eagles, no, no, bald eagles.
Besides, as soon as he had something to gain from apologizing, he did. And he did it like a man, begrudgingly and once.
Some of these people got to do what's right for the party and get out of this thing.
Look, no, let's look at the fact check.
Can I respond to the attack?
Doing nothing is what will happen.
Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick response.
Do they hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand?
Joe Biden is like, it's like his head is like a file cabinet drawer, but there are no file folders.
Do I believe that the profit motive is fundamental to human nature? The answer is no.
This replaces the old way of making your house smell like McDonald's, getting divorced.
So that was February. I am reminded that Sean has told us in confidence, June is amazing. God, so stay tuned.
That whole Bloomberg running and what impact will he have seems like it was at least 5 years ago.
It seems like another life.
It does. It really does.
And so dumb. Why don't we just wait till he runs and see what happens? Or we could just talk about it in excited tones for weeks and then have it be a complete dud.
Well, a lot of it was because he was the New York mayor and all the media is in New York and everything that is New York they think is endlessly fascinating, which we will hear a lot about this year because it is another mayoral election.
I was mainly interested in it because if there was anybody who could just flat out buy his way to a nomination, it was him.
Right.
And the fact that he wasn't able to do it kind of steadied me a
little bit. He would argue that he was 100% successful and that his main goal was to make sure they could stop Bernie or Elizabeth Warren from getting the nomination. Fair. And he would consider that a 100% win.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, well said. Plunge ahead?
Sure.
Why not? Yeah, let's get right back into it. It's March, Clips of the Year.
Hillary Clinton has announced that she's starting a podcast. And, okay, now I do think we should lock her up.
To be honest, I much prefer our dystopia, where a talking box listens to all our conversations and then tells Jeff Bezos when I'll need underwear next. It's such a convenient way to give up everything.
Well, after a conversation with MSNBC, I decided tonight will be my last hardball.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
An Ohio man is attempting to break a world record by drinking only beer during Lent. If you're wondering what he's giving up, I'm guessing custody?
And no sideranding, bushwhacking, horn-swoggling, crocker-crocker is gonna roll away, precious cutter.
California has officially declared a state of emergency about the coronavirus.
It was announced Friday that South by Southwest has been canceled because of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, coronavirus is set to headline Coachella.
It's Wednesday, right?
I think so.
Hump day.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hopefully we'll have a dry hump day.
It's not real. Oh.
Let's shut this puppy down.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is.
I went out today to go grocery shopping, but I didn't make it very far because the front door of my apartment is padlocked shut.
The NBA has just announced that the season is going to be suspended for whenever. Like, they don't know.
My kids have already learned a valuable lesson. Their dad is an idiot.
You just touched your face.
I scratched my freaking head.
Which is what?
My head is my head. My face is my face.
Guys, we made it to the end of week one in self-quarantine. So far, our spirits are high and our wine supply is low.
Coronavirus!
It's the great equalizer.
Colleagues on the other side, continuing to dicker.
It looks like a four marble race. Oh, we've had an accident and now the turquoise ball is behind.
Well, I don't know why, but Jimmy Fallon saying we're at the end of our first week of quarantine affected me emotionally.
Oh, boy.
That was like, oh, boy, we had no idea. We all thought this is kind of fun. People are doing stuff from home and my favorite band's doing a concert. And it's going to last a couple of weeks.
It's kind of like a week off. What the heck?
2 weeks to slow the spread, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That's painful. Boy.
You know, there's sometimes in life, Jack, when you really want to know what you're getting into. It's useful. And there are absolutely some times in life where it's a good thing you don't.
Nope.
Like if somebody had explained to me in plain terms what my first couple of jobs would be like.
Oh, yeah. If you'd have known if you knew your whole career path ahead of time, I don't think you could start your career.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. And then just when it's looking good, disaster. What?
There's another thing that stuck out in there. Oh, you know, nobody will ever remember this unless you were living it and paying attention. Joe Biden was basically a joke candidate for a lot of, you know, supposedly smart political people in the same in a different way that Trump was a joke candidate.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two presidents elected in a row that were treated as joke candidates
for a substantial length of time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, speaking of substantial, I don't know how easy this would be to do, but on air meeting, if next year the clips were longer and bigger and more sprawling, I wouldn't have any objection.
That'd be fine. I hope we're here next year.
I mean, like, for instance, yeah, talk about assumptions. Like the Madonna thing. Oh. I'd love to hear more of that. Oh, it was so exquisitely pukifying. Is that a word?
Go away.
Puke-inducing. Yeah, I know, but it was so wonderfully horrible.
Just because I brought it up a moment ago, there is, I don't care who's the mayor of New York, but there's a New York mayoral election next year. Do you know why the elections like that? Same with California governor and all that sort of stuff. You know why they have those in those off years? Because they know the turnout is going to be, I listened to a podcast about this yesterday. Mm. In New York, for instance, it goes back to the Tammany Hall days when they ran the entire city. They got it into off years when they knew the turnout would be so low. This is the same reason they do it for governor in California. Right. And all you have to do is turn out your unions.
Right.
Which will turn out because nobody else votes. Interesting stat on that. De Blasio, the mayor of New York,
the enormous communist,
was elected with 8% of the vote. 8%.
Great Scott.
8% of eligible voters voted for him because the turnout was so low. Getting 8% to his opponent's 6% was enough to win.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And that's one of the great cities on earth.
Yeah, the way incumbents in certain states and the way they've, you know, they've changed when people vote and everything like that, that's the biggest advantage you can possibly have.
That is by design. It is a feature, not a bug.
Absolutely.
Which is why, for instance, in California, the advocates who are calling Gavin Newsolini are so intent on doing it in a recall. Because zealots will turn out. The average voter will not. Now, the union folks will absolutely try to turn their people out. But the masses of probably Democratic voters won't. So we'll see how that plays out.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got more clips of the year coming up. Taking your texts, any predictions or anything you remember from the year you'd like to talk about. Our text line 415-295-KFTC. I know we have the band names of the year.
Oh,
and all
yeah.
that sort of stuff we got to sprinkle in throughout the show.
And things you have never done or had or something or other.
It's always astounding to me.
Right.
All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Maybe my favorite all-time Christmas song from Saturday Night Live. We were watching the video yesterday with the kids. Tracy Morgan is so funny in this. Obviously, it's visual. But
I don't know this.
Oh, it's Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands.
I don't care what your mama says.
Well, the lyrics are dumb.
Christmas time is
That's the whole point, is how simple and dumb the whole thing is.
I don't care what your daddy says. Christmas time is
near. Chris Kattan playing the role of keyboard stand in this.
Yeah, he holds the keyboard. And Tracy Morgan just dances like this for the whole song. It's hilarious. And then they redid it on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon like last year when they're all much older, except Ariana Grande was also there going like this. She doesn't do anything.
Ah, that's good. You know, that reminds me, we should at some point play Lightning Hopkins' Christmas classic Merry Christmas, Baby, which is unintentionally hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. We have to get to clips of the year. Sean, make sure we don't jabber too long. Oh, April is fairly brief. Okay, good. Every year, longtime listeners knew this. Know this if you're new to the show. Every year, Mary in the Ho, Mary in San Jose, compiles every time we said, you know, that'd make a good band name. She also compiles album titles, books we claim we've written, our original air names, which is a running gag. Miscellaneous and things Jack has never had nor done. I don't even know where to start. Let's do a few band names. And these are in chronological order. So they will reveal something about the year.
Will they?
The Crapping Bums.
Hmm?
They play a lot of frat houses, I guess was the comment.
But Bums was a huge part early in the year, and then it ceased to be quite as much when the pandemic hit.
Right, Crapping Bums. Rented Wolves.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good. Crap Weasels. Rented Wolves.
Mm?
Wait, that's, we must have said, well, interesting. The Impeachers, the worst cover band in the D.C. area. Sweaty Robots. What was that about?
I don't know.
Was somebody trying to design a more realistic robot or something like that? I don't know. Ruinous Utopia. That's actually pretty good. Gas Monkeys. Bloody Flux.
Ooh.
That's my metal band.
Oh. Loud. Oh. They are loud.
Lunging Vegans. And Urban Coyotes.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
really
also a good name.
Tell you what, if you're a musician, you want one of those names. And I send these to my son.
Urban Coyotes is awesome.
It is. It is. I send this list to my son every year, and he has a list of thousands and thousands of possible band names, which is funny. That's right. He does. He has his band, then he has like three side projects, so he's gotten good use out of it. All right, more of that to come, but let's get right back into it. It's the month of April. It's Clips of the Year.
Tis Kent Brockman reporting from my own home.
And above all, try to smile, because when you smile, that makes everybody else feel better.
Snowflake and Safe Space are the twins, and their names are very similar to Screen Time.
Political condoms. Vote for me, or you need this because you're screwed.
Oh. Let me assure you something. These shows we're going to do are going to tell you nothing. They will contain no information.
Did you guys hear about that actress who got stabbed?
No. No, what happened?
Reese.
With a spoon?
No, with a knife.
Together we are tackling this disease.
Coronavirus!
Speaking moistly on them.
Captain Mother! Captain Mother!
Speaking moistly. Speaking moistly.
This pandemic has reaffirmed the importance of keeping vital supply chains at home.
But again, the intent of this money was not for big public companies that have access to capital.
We have a sleepy guy in a basement of a house, and he's not moving around. He's not moving too much.
April, a little thin there.
Trump got in early. He criticized Biden a lot early on, and a lot of pundits wondered why. Why are you spending so much time on Biden? He's not going to win the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
He finished fourth in Iowa and fourth in New Hampshire and got beat by 30 points in Nevada next. But he knew the greatest threat to him was Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Alternate theory, he elevated Biden to be the guy Trump's worried about. I don't know. I couldn't prove my theory, but we'll probably never know. What were they chanting in that one clip?
That was about the Navy ship, the Captain Crozier, whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, yeah.
When he got, because he spoke up about the way that they were handling it and got
the
discharged.
Coronavirus, yeah, right? Yeah.
What an interesting story that was.
Yeah, that one went back and forth. The captain got fired, then the guy who fired him got fired, and the captain got reinstated, as I recall.
We got a couple of these texts. I won't read a lot of them for obvious reasons. Just want to say thank you for making it possible to laugh my way through this crappy year. Well, appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you for listening.
You think a pandemic is funny?
good one, Sean. You've been taking Joe's online course, How to Argue Unfairly.
Oh, my God. You know, that reminds me. Oh, is there more you want to do?
Prediction. Joe Biden passes from old age in 2021. I don't think that'll
happen. It's entirely possible.
So of course it's possible.
Please check your actuarity. You know, those tables they use. So my daughter graduated from college yesterday. It was online. We watched really some annoyingly woke speeches. I mean, it was tough to take.
Shocking.
And then every school in the college, the university, recited the various degrees they're giving out. And then there's a song, and then it was over. My wife did tear up, though, in spite of its odd nature. I was sitting there on the couch eating a coffee mug full of chicken pot pie filling.
Sounds awesome.
For lunch.
That does sound awesome.
Well, and at one
just
point.
Just the filling.
So my daughter
went low carb.
Went to a rather large university that has a number of different schools within it. And so we thought, well, let's go to her school and watch that. And some gal starting in on a speech, and we all looked at each other, and Delaney leaned forward, fast forward, skipped it. And I'm like, you know, this is not a great graduation, but it's not a bad.
Yeah, I get it.
But so anyway, I don't like to brag about my kids, but her entire university put her in charge of their Twitter feed yesterday.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, to salute. She was kind of a notable student, and she posted a perfectly innocuous, really amusing and insightful tweet, and the trolls started in on her.
Yeah.
And she started to panic and thought she'd done something wrong.
Oh,
and I convinced her, no, you haven't, and turned out fine. But the world is cruel, and there are a lot of a-holes.
That's probably its own
Merry Christmas.
That's its own education right there.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
More Clips of the Year on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Clips of the Year Show. Love it. Looking
plus
forward
the
to
band names and books and the rest of it of 2020, including we mentioned Urban Coyotes and Suburban Cougars, who open for Urban Coyotes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Their two crowds are going to like to talk in between the band sets.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good just overall performance they got going on.
Yeah, there. Younger males coming out to see Urban Coyotes.
Right.
Obviously, the Suburban Cougars, it's a match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Everybody hooks up at their shows. And Venetian Dolphins, my prog rock band that wears gondolier outfits. As compiled by Mary and the Ho. Thanks, Mary.
Oh, that is funny. Any predictions for 2021?
We have a lot of clips of the year to squeeze in, so if we're ready to go, everybody ready to go, we're ready. Ladies and gents, we present May. It's Clips of the Year.
Hey, so we think it's time for a measured reopening.
Oh. And the availability of certain items that we will never not have, like Ukrainian yogurt,
Pepto-Bismol Oreos,
peep soup.
But if I don't text my exes, how will they know I love them?
Economic intercourse.
Even the security cop got mazed. Even he got mazed. Hey, man, they was crying. They was crying. He was crying.
For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky. And that person probably thought they were being funny. Now somebody an apology tonight and mentioned an individual that had filed in the name of Tupac Shakur.
Oh, my God. They just pulled my braid out through my nostril.
I am not going to make criminals out of law-abiding citizens that are struggling to make ends meet and put food on the table.
Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. Combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader.
The one I enjoy the most, Conan, my friend, is Professor Frank. It's, to me, it's the vocal equivalent of a peanut. I cannot stop once I start.
So when you see that not one, not two, but three doctors who have criticized the coronavirus response in Russia sort of mysteriously fall out of a window, you've got to ask those questions. Is it a series of coincidences, or is something more sinister at play?
As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What are you doing?
I'm spreading peanut butter with my corn dog stick.
You know, all this stuff about Biden's hiding, well, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's working pretty well. Mm.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
I came here to bring sports, communicate like that, sports. I never talk politics with them.
So that everybody in unison, that was another one of those, every TV station did the same story with the same wording.
Mm-hmm. Took the press release and just read it
from
verbatim.
From Amazon,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
Wow. A company gives you a press release and you just read it as the news story word for word. You don't even take the time to rewrite it, let alone question their, the message they're getting out.
But they're pretty and they speak clearly.
God, that is so weak.
It is incredibly weak. Yeah, yeah.
I'd forgotten that I spread peanut butter with a corn dog stick. I'd forgotten that.
Charming. To the horror of your children.
Yeah, oh yeah. And my wife. Everyone was horrified.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that too.
I particularly love the Michael Che, but if I don't text my exes, how will they know that I love them?
Oh, God, that's funny.
That makes
awful.
Me hurt. Oh, so much.
Oh, God, I'm glad texting didn't exist when I was young and running around and drinking and everything.
Oh, golly.
Oh, I can't imagine, and I'm sure this happens all the time. You get up on a Saturday morning, look at your phone and think, oh, that's right. I texted her or him.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's, yeah, my imaginary memory of doing something like that is giving me pain.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, when it actually happens, yeah, it's got to be tough to take. Hey, I want to thank everybody, Kevin, M, for some really nice end-of-the-year notes and good wishes and the rest of it. We're not going to be reading them because it sounds a little self-serving, but I am reading them personally and passing them on to Jack. So thanks very much for your kind words. Your predictions for 2021, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com or 415-295-KFTC. Let's see. We got to do another Clips of the Year, right?
Yeah.
After hearing from the latest hit by Aerosolized Feces.
Oh, geez. That's right.
One of our band names.
That's right. That became a story, and I think about that every time I go in a bathroom. I always wear a mask, no doubt about it.
I'm not going to that concert.
No.
I don't care how good they are.
It's obvious, but at the time, it was clearly a good band name, Murder Hornets. Roadside Cherries, which is my alt-country band with two girl singers. a little suggestive, honestly. And Room Full of Sluts.
Yes.
What? The all-girl punk band I managed in the late 90s.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, a band that really rocks hard, Rat Bones. Do not recall that reference. But the band names. We'll be getting to things Jack has not done nor had from the year 2020. You'll understand when you hear it. It's strange, but it's funny. But first, we plunge on. What are we on?
We're on June.
It's June. Oh, June. Clips of the Year.
I want to make this a parade, not a protest.
You will have time to properly plot, plan, strategize, and organize and mobilize in an effective way.
Sounds like from your experience, you see someone actually walking away with a cheesecake there after the Cheesecake Factory was looted. Unclear where they may have gotten that.
At a certain point, hunger outweighs fear, which is also, incidentally, the official slogan of Taco Bell.
I know you're all having a rough day. What with everyone here telling you you're bad at your jobs, have you considered being good at your jobs?
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
You sound completely barking mad. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
For the first time in his life, Mitt Romney tasted pepper. I'm more of a salt guy. Or alternatively, no seasoning at all. Characters like Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam will no longer carry guns. That's right, from now on, it's all poisoning.
People were, you know, they were doing some stuff, and then other people were like, hey, don't do that stuff.
They wrote racist on the statue of Winston Churchill. Wow. Responded World War II. What do you hear about the other guy?
Without police to enforce law and order, we saw a case of street justice. A group of armed men from the protest zone surrounded the thief and arsonist, demanding he give up the cash and keys. When he refused, he was beaten by the so-called security team.
All of our dads are cramming for some World War II quiz show.
We're sending the wrong message to our black youth. We're telling them that they can fight with the police and expect nothing to happen. That is the wrong message to send to black youth.
According to a recent poll, fewer Americans have a negative view of Vice President Joe Biden than they did of Hillary Clinton. Said Clinton, stop asking people. Leave me out of your polls.
Wake up.
And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a treader for me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
Wow, the month of June, all of those things, all those clips took place in that warm, sunny, virus-plagued month. Actually, that was kind of in a lot of places, a downtime for the virus. Everything seemed to be getting back to normal.
Definitely thought, yeah, we're at the tail end of this, and, you know, we're just kind of the mopping up of this whole thing.
And the Faucher was trying to tell us not so.
What was that real weirdly calming chanting thing like in the middle there?
That was the Dalai Lama released an album of like meditation chants.
Oh, I got to listen to that today. That yes. We played like 2 seconds of it and my blood pressure dropped in half.
Everybody in the room started nodding their heads. Oh. That was weirdly effective. Do we have the long version of that?
I can probably track
it. That's like a drug or something.
Maybe next segment or something like that, but. Armstrong and Getty are current air names. Among our original air names were Armstrong and Nihilism, Surprise and Disgust. Back when we did a soft rock radio show that was hated by soccer moms, we were billed as Confusion and Anger, Frightening and Dangerous, Calm and Discerning, Steaminess and Skullduggery. Among our former air names.
Here's one of my predictions for 2021.
Here we go.
I think we're going to look back on this cyber attack and say, holy cow, because they're learning every day. This is bigger than we even thought.
And there is a great deal that they haven't yet admitted to or never will.
Then they shouldn't.
Right. Is the administration plotting vengeance, plotting cost? You have to impose a cost on almost certainly the Ruskies for doing what they did.
My main prediction for 2021 is that foreign policy as a story rears its ugly head. Because we've been off of it through the whole Trump administration for a lot of it, because Trump was such a magnet and we just ignored the world as if it had stopped. But story out today, Iran is working on an underground nuclear facility to build a bomb. And we all know what China and Russia are up to. And I just think that's going to become... You know, back like during the Bush days when all you talked about was various foreign policy things.
Yeah.
I think that's going to come back.
Yep. A return to history.
Yeah. Yeah. Reality.
On the other hand, I feel like it's going to be okay.
Big hitter, the llama.
Blown ropes.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Yeah. I feel the tension draining out of my shoulders. I think I've lost control of my bladder. I'm so relaxed.
You can hear that. It's audible.
Oh, I love it when the flutes come in.
I can play flute jams like that, man.
God, this is some good relaxing music. Is this available like on Apple Music or iHeart or anything?
Let me do something on that. I'll figure it out.
Isn't it?
That is so affecting.
All of us. Everybody.
Ah.
Well, all right, we need to take a break because we have more clips of the year to come and band names, and we'll sprinkle in things Jack has never had nor done.
And your predictions for next year, serious or funny, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and Happy Groundhog Day.
Oh. Is this a Kenny G Christmas?
It is. It's White Christmas by Kenny G.
What, do you hate Jesus? Is that the deal?
Have a lame Christmas, everyone.
Have a lame-o Christmas.
Well, Kenny G... Now, this one is nice. Wait a minute now. It's kind of contemplative. Kind of gentle. Kind of mellow. No?
I'm wearing a Christmas sweater that lights up for the first time in my life. I bought it at Walmart last night.
It is incredible.
If you're looking for ugly Christmas sweaters, they have a giant selection for men and women. It's kind of a specialty.
Yeah, but it's not ugly. I mean, it's an achievement in questionable taste. I mean, it's blue and white on top with snowflakes and trees and geometric patterns and a Christmas tree with a glittery star on each arm. Then, for some reason, an enormous cow wearing a Santa hat who has flashing lights on your belly.
It is from the modern... kind of thing of in an intentionally ugly Christmas sweater, as opposed to what the spirit of the ugly Christmas sweater parties were, was grab a sweater that was fashionable at the time, and we could laugh at how much fashion has changed over the years.
Yeah, but even having said that, it's so exquisitely successful at being what it wanted to be.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to salute it.
Yeah. Anyway. Like at my son's school, they're doing Ugly Christmas Sweater Day today. That's why we went to Walmart.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very nice. Well, hey, time's a-wasting. We need to cram in July. Ladies and gents, it's clips of the year.
In the same. 75 hot dogs and buns! A world record! 75 hot dogs and buns! 75!
So let me get an old additional unit over here to come talk with this guy with me.
Bring him back.
Yeah, yeah.
What? No, we don't have the mats. Bring the mats. Sir, we need... Oh, the ground is too hard? Don't worry, we got the mats coming for you. So, what's your name? Suck your... That's... Yeah. There's a lot of people out here with that name.
Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that, what I just told you, with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. So when I see that, or as a mission statement for Black Lives Matter, it makes me scratch my head.
China is engaged in a whole of state effort to become the world's only superpower by any means necessary.
I got testicles.
Good for you, sir. They are...
Is that going to be in Clips of the Week? Probably.
Everything that is fun also has to be shut down. And the only thing that is open is nothing.
Which allows gyms and movie theaters to open to the public. So either way, you're going to see Mark Wahlberg.
Called Doom Town, the buildings and their contents will test the effect of the bomb at distances ranging from 1 to 2 miles.
And if you're gonna make that face, we'd rather you cover it up anyway, wear a mask.
I liked that.
We'll pause it there.
What was that wear a mask song? Who was that?
It was just some, I believe she's a stand-up who just kind of made a little mask cool. song
That's
at
good
some point.
Stuff. July was so sprawling, so epic, we've had to pause it. There's a little more July next segment, then we'll get into August and September as well. The Clips of the Year show rolling along.
Yeah, so that was way back in July that FBI Director Wray said that China has a whole of society goal of overtaking the United States.
Yeah, they do.
That is something.
Everyone must be vigilant. I'm looking at you, Eric Swalwell.
I hope we fully, fully embrace the reality of that next year and in the next administration. More Clips of the Year on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Jingle bell rock, jingle bell swing, and jingle bells ring.
Couple of great texts. Just want to let you guys know you're awesome. Well, thank
That's
you.
That's very
much.
Kind of you. Thank you.
Appreciate that. We get enough hate to balance that out. Trust me. I don't get out of hand looking at the text line. I get plenty of you suck and you should have never been born. So it's all right.
Things have taken a dark turn, my friends.
But we also got this. My first child was born in late 2019, and I don't know if I'd have made it through 2020 without the love and duty that came with raising a child. That does happen with raising a child.
Yes, it does.
You've got something to do every day. At the end of the day, you say, I accomplished what I was supposed to do. I fed them and kept them safe and everything. Win-win, going to bed.
Yes, indeed. And then when they fly the coop, it's a tad dislocating, too. I'll tell you that. But, you know, it's another stage in life. You deal with it best you can. You know, it's funny. You should bring up something philosophical. Yeah, dang it. I just closed it. Got an email from a business Judy and I do business with. It's a winery, if you must know. Let's see.
Is that what you call drinking? I'm doing business with Budweiser this afternoon.
I've launched a joint venture with Budweiser.
I have a business meeting with Captain Morgan.
And their warm holiday greeting includes this quote, wear gratitude like a cloak, and it will feed every corner of your life. That's some good advice.
Yes.
They make some damn fine wine, too. So if the cloak doesn't work, you just get your drink on.
There you go.
Anyway, we need to finish up the month of July. It's the Clips of the Year.
Resolute Desk, in the middle of a pandemic, they're selling beans.
And advise that female now pulled her pants down and is urinating inside the business.
We both have a lot of opinions about people of color, even though we barely know any.
I say colored people, but as long as we're classifying them.
A console through which you can talk to his friendly local computer and get all the information he needs for his everyday life and his bank statements.
Buddy, you wish, said a coked up alligator on a jet ski.
China has now taken its place alongside Russia, Iran, and North Korea in that shameful club of nations that provide a safe haven for cyber criminals in exchange for those criminals being on call for the benefit of the state.
I have studied the martial ways of the social justice warrior. Fight me in an argument if you dare. Perish under the sword of my self-righteousness.
found
reclaiming my time without political bias.
He said he
and
found
in April,
evidence.
Reclaiming my time.
That's
reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Congressman, I think it's well documented that the Chinese government steals technology from American companies. Yeah,
thank you.
Direct. Put your mask on. Put your mask on.
Mr. Jordan.
Mr. Raskin.
Mr. Jordan.
You want to talk about masks.
Mr. Jordan. Ms. Scanlon.
Why would the Deputy Secretary of Treasury unmask Michael Flynn's name, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah, that's some good wrangling.
I'll tell you, maybe my favorite thing of the year was that that comedian guy who did that whole woke unwoke parody thing.
And woke are the same people.
Yeah, yeah. That was right. Clever.
I think it's in the finalists for clip of the year.
That was really good.
Yes, it is indeed, and we will declare a clip of the year. Boy, that's strong, Sean. That is really strong. Can we repost that video at armstrongandgetty.com? Since I think it is not only, you know, brilliant satire slash editorial, but it might save the soul of our nation if more people wake up to it.
You could honestly teach a class off of that video.
Yes. Yeah.
Taking it point by point.
Which is one of the reasons I embraced becoming, allegedly, a humorist, because some of the best satire I read, some of the most pointed and effective political commentary I ran into as a kid, and yeah, I was a weird little kid, I was reading that sort of stuff, it was humor. From Mark Twain to H.L. Mencken, P.J. O'Rourke, Hunter S. Thompson, the list goes on. I'm leaving out some of my favorites, but I'll spout them later on. But anyway, yeah, I think it's absolutely brilliant. What's that gent's name? Do you remember, Sean? I always forget it, and I feel bad.
Ryan Long?
Ryan Long, that's correct, yeah, because I respect the hell out of him as
a commentator. What was the video called again?
It was woke and racist.
We'll figure it out in the next couple of minutes and have it posted where you can find it easily at armstrongandgetty.com. But first, we must plunge on. Jack, we ready to plunge on? Okay. It's August in the clips of the year.
You are not demonstrating. You are attempting to commit murder.
Failure is just another word like boogeyman. Doesn't really exist. It's just to scare you from accomplishing goals in life.
The world will not have democracy. The world will not have freedom. We have freedom today and democracy because our ancestors has been fighting for it. Many people die for it. Much blood was shed for it. I'm staying here till the end. If we go down, we go down together. We burn together. That's my promise to my people.
Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Yeah, you're f***ing with some wet.
You're not better than Jesus or Ulysses S. Grant. You just came later.
If stupid people aren't elected next year, we're going to have one of the greatest years.
Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait.
I don't lie in restaurants anymore. How is everything? I don't like it here.
I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
When someone smiles at me, all I see is a chimpanzee begging for its life.
The lonesome road.
Watch me, Mr. President, watch me.
Blood alone moves the wheels of history.
They don't sound radical to my ears. They sound familiar.
Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime.
They say Corona lingers so long, it's still making jokes about Tiger King.
And it's not surprising that the pandemic turned out to create the perfect conditions for people to get radicalized. Some people joined QAnon, some people ordered Pelotons, and neither of them will shut up about it.
The record I'm trying to break is called Most Rubik's Cube Solved with One Hand While Hula Hooping.
You know, I love Tom Brady, but nobody asked him about what's going on in white America.
I can't hang out with single guys. If you don't have a wife, we have nothing to talk about. You have a girlfriend? That's wiffle ball, my friend.
Oh, man, some good stuff. Now, you guys cracked up at that pounding on the podium and only blood moves. What was that?
That was at the RNC, Gavin's ex,
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Her yelling speech reminded a lot of people of Dwight's speech when he was accepting Paper Salesman of the Year.
Oh, on The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that is an obscure triple reverse. I'm glad you guys remember what it was.
That was an emotional roller coaster. Obviously, you had funny, you had sad, you had smart, but God, that Hong Kong businessman who is now in jail and is probably going to die in jail at the hands of the Chinese, talking about how, you know, humanity and freedom, and we get one shot at this, and if I go down, we're all going down together, and all that sort of stuff. He's in prison, ladies and germs.
Jimmy Lai, is that correct?
Yeah.
He is Patrick Henry. He is the patriot who sacrificed his life for his people. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to win this one. So his name will be erased from history by the Chinese Communist Party.
Hopefully it helped let the rest of the world know, pay more attention to China, hurried along. The drop in people's attitudes toward China, I think, is fantastic. Some people think it's scary, but I think it's
great
fantastic.
Point.
We've gone from like 80% of people think China is a friend to like 20% of people. 80% of people think China is an enemy in a year. Yeah. And I think that's great because they are a freaking enemy.
Right.
China is asshole.
And an a-hole. And a terribly dangerous enemy, too. So we have 4 more months to go. We're hoping to get them all in before the end of this hour. Is that even possible?
No.
All right, we'll do our best. We'll do a couple more, and then we'll just keep cramming them in through the day. Among things Jack has never had nor done, never seen an episode of Breaking Bad other than the finale.
True.
Still never had Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Never known a successful couple that took Valentine's Day seriously.
Yes, that's true.
Never seasoned his hamburger.
Nope.
Never had ranch dressing.
Wait. You've never seasoned a hamburger?
No.
That's just crazy.
I like the flavor of hamburger.
Never had ranch dressing.
Nope.
Never bought a Costco hot dog without a membership.
Well, that's just because he's a good person.
Yeah, I'm an honest person.
You're a rule follower.
Not like Michelangelo, who walks in there with no membership and gets a hot dog.
Never had a Costco cheeseburger, though.
No.
Never seen Roots. Never cooked a frozen burrito on his car engine. Still never had a peep and never had ramen. In fact, never heard of ramen until he was out of college.
True.
And that's just the beginning of the list.
Ramen is like the college diet staple, though. That's particularly fascinating.
It wasn't in my region for some reason. I've never
heard
of it.
Not in Western Kansas.
Yeah. The guy, I was talking to a guy just the other night who cooked the burrito on the manifold of his engine and ended up getting arrested.
That's
because
a crime?
He was drunk, almost certainly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's hard to imagine any other circumstance where you have a hot engine, a burrito, and no other way to warm it.
So leaving the bars, driving home on country roads, he stops at the convenience store and gets a frozen burrito, then pulls over to the side of the country road and cooks it on the manifold of his engine.
That is so a drunk guy decision.
But unfortunately, the police pulled up and thought that. Or fortunately, I guess.
I don't even think you need to take a breathalyzer or walk the straight line, do you? I mean, that is proof positive you're drunk.
I would only say, can I eat my burrito first?
Yeah. Come on, officer.
It's almost done.
Maybe I can trade it for smokes.
He smells so good.
I just pay for it.
I talked to him just the other night.
More predictions, more band names, etc., more clips of the year coming up in moments.